Hello, and welcome to the Dell Technologies Forum podcast series, where we focus on transforming ideas into innovation faster. In this series, we invite Dell specialists and experts from around the world to share with us the collaborations we had with customers in key areas of technology development. I'm your host, Courtney Hughes, Director of Global Brand Campaigns here at Dell Technologies. And in today's episode, we're actually going to make a slight little detour as we explore partner ecosystems and the key role that they play in driving innovation at speed. And to discuss this topic with me, I'm very pleased to be joined by Cheryl Cook, Senior Vice President of Global Partner Marketing at Dell Technologies. Hey, Cheryl, and thank you for joining me.
Well, hi, Courtney, and thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to the discussion.
Me too. I would like to start, you know, we've been constantly hearing the term partner ecosystem, and I think I would like for us to kind of just like level set and set some context for those who may not know exactly what that is. Like, what do we mean by a partner ecosystem?
Well, you know, thanks for asking. And first of all, I think most of us are pretty familiar and comfortable with partners that are either integrators or reselling, you know, software or Dell Technologies, you know, broad portfolio solutions. But I think this term ecosystem really has evolved and is more relevant today when you just look at the complexity that our customers are challenged with and what they're navigating, whether it's hybrid cloud realities and deployments, whether it's just the complexity of work from home and the modern workforce. And partners bring varying levels of expertise and specialized capabilities and skills. Many are very astute in very specific vertical areas of expertise. Think manufacturing, think healthcare, you know, think something like that. And customers turn to partners, frankly, just for the help navigating the complexity, the amount of specialized capabilities and expertise they have to mitigate risk, to accelerate the outcomes. And this term ecosystem, I think, is more reflective today that we're seeing multiple partners engaged with customers on single deployments. And you may have a partner that's very deep in security, for example, or cybersecurity, and another partner that's really, really versed in architecting complex networks and deployments or complex storage implementations. And when you bring all their capabilities together, the partners work with the customer for the outcome. So I think this term has evolved as the landscape of varying partners has evolved, but it's also a reflection of just the way with which everybody is kind of leaning on their strengths, bringing their best capabilities to bear. And ultimately, it's providing faster outcomes for customers, more confidence in the deployment of their implementations, because many of these partners have done this many, many, many times versus the first time a customer is embarking on it. And really, when you work with vendors like Dell, you know, we have a very rich partner ecosystem that would include technology partnerships like a Red Hat or a VMware or a Microsoft, as well as go-to-market partnerships, which are the big system integrators or, you know, value-added resellers and solution providers. So kind of bringing all that to bear is really the benefit that we're trying to, you know, leverage and help our customers with.
Yeah, you talked about the landscape constantly changing. Can you talk about, like, why is it important and how are customers, you know, engaging with partners and building the partner ecosystems to help them realize their business outcomes that they're trying to achieve?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you just look at, you've got the macro trends in the marketplace, whether it's modern consumption models, much like our Apex solutions are aiming to deliver, but you know, many customers are navigating kind of just their topology and their environment. Many want to go asset light. They actually don't want to run it in their own data center. So they will turn to specific partners like a data center partner, like an Equinix or a Digital Realty, that frankly provide that really secure, highly sustainable, very robust data center, and they can manage their infrastructure for them. Or as I've mentioned, they're leaning in with multi-cloud and hybrid cloud deployments. Many have relationships with either AWS or Google or Microsoft Azure, but yet they have business pressing requirements to keep part of those workloads on premise, whether it be security or the location of their data, and really finding the optimal way to organize, orchestrate, manage, deploy. A lot of these partners really are essential to helping a customer navigate. And as I said, it is the complexity, but we're all recognizing the pace. Look at the pace of this market right now.
I think
all of us have acknowledged we've lived in a rather dynamic industry. And by definition, the IT industry is always innovating and evolving. But the sheer pace with which businesses need to respond to the pressures in the market, partners are a really critical enabling function and part of the strategy to frankly help them accelerate their outcomes. How can I deliver value to the business faster, securely, mitigate risk, help me kind of drive out just the complexity, but really have the expertise across that landscape of many, many partners, Dell being one of them, right?
Yep, absolutely. You talked about disruption, and we know that the biggest technology disruption of the decade is generative AI. And the opportunities and challenges, they are endless. And so what does this mean for partners? And how can they help customers navigate the complexities of developing an AI strategy?
Well, I mean, you definitely hit it on the head. You know, I think, one, it is a level playing field because we're so early, just as an industry, we're so early in the journey of unlocking the power and the potential and the opportunity that AI, as well as generative AI, can really help deliver to businesses. And this is every industry in the world is really being disrupted by this. To the positive, it can be a little anxious and not everybody is completely clear on how to start and what processes to look at first, but you're certainly right that it's consuming every conversation. I mean, every customer, every partner wants help with understanding it. And I think if I look at the opportunity for partners, we're going to see new businesses, new partner capabilities, I think, born in this generation because they're going to bring deep expertise around a part of the deployment. And I think, as I said, we're early in the journey. And as we're learning, not everything requires a super large language model, right? Not everything requires that. And if you look at where the world's data resides, most of the world's data resides on premise in customers' locations. Dell being a leader in storage, we help a lot of our customers and most of the market manage and secure their data. So for partners, there is a wealth of opportunity in data management expertise. How can you go in and help customers assess the integrity, fidelity, and quality of their data? Because AI is only as good as the data you apply it against. And it's going to bring remarkable capabilities to unlock insights in your business. It will eradicate inefficiencies. It will help businesses reimagine their processes. And partners bring all those expertise. They're really renowned in process reengineering, as I said, around very specific verticals. They're very, very astute in the complexities of data management and data architectures. And then, as I said, you're going to see them build practices. We're already seeing many of the larger SIs building capabilities around inferencing and training, and how do you identify those areas of your business that are going to deliver the most impact and the highest return by leveraging tools and capabilities like AI. So I think we feel that, you know, if 2023 was the year of evaluating, educating, proof of concepts, experimenting, and exploring, I think 2024 is going to be the year of deployment. And, you know, the pace that the market is moving, time waits for no man. And you have to begin deploying and exploring and experimenting and learning along the way on how to refine and tune, and your models and your deployments will get smarter and better over time. So I think partners are going to be critical and essential in working with validated designs. They're going to come in and have some areas and expertise around model enhancing, inferencing, training. And again, the magic happens when the use cases are really relevant and applied to the business. And I think we're all going to see the most powerful implementations of AI get rather specific. They're very granular. They're very focused. And the more focused and the more specialized they are, the more power they unlock in the business. And I think that combination of business acumen, vertical capability and expertise with technical expertise, and then, as I said, there's going to be a wealth of new AI expertise. The world is going to need help. The world is going to need partners to help them on this journey. And customers are going to be turning to them for it. So I think it's, frankly, expanding the TAM. It's opening new growth opportunities for, frankly, Dell and for the industry and for our partners that I think, you know, I see a lot of opportunity, very optimistic about the role partners can play, but for how much new growth opportunity these types of implementations are going to represent.
Yeah, it's very clear that having a great partner is vital. And so what should customers look for in a partner?
Well, first of all, I would say, you know, partners are going to be helping you on the continuum from strategy, right? Where to focus? Where can you get the biggest impact in your business? I would look to partners that have a proven track record of having done successful implementations around the areas they're seeking, whether that be infrastructure, multi-cloud, cybersecurity, data management. And then increasingly, the world is moving to the edge. You know, we talk a lot about where the data resides and it's at the edge. Well, when you get into those edge use cases, they by definition are really in software capabilities. So again, this vertical expertise, whether you're, how do I work on loss prevention in a retailer? How do I work on quality improvement in a manufacturing line? How do I help deliver better outcomes on sensors in an oil and gas? I mean, it's like limitless possibilities. And again, we have, you know, one of the industry's largest and market-leading open interoperable infrastructure solutions. These
right.
partners bring the software vertical expertise, use case knowledge and expertise either at the edge or at the software. So for customers, identifying those partners that bring that capability and expertise, identifying and, you know, we talked earlier about the term of ecosystems. Customers are organically bringing that group of partners together. And, you know, studies have found that today there are either 6 to 9 partners on a given deployment for customers engaged working with them to do a deployment. So vertical expertise, as I already mentioned, software capabilities, infrastructure knowledge, deep architectural capabilities would be just a few of those attributes and qualities that I know they would look for, and a proven track record. Like I said, it mitigates risk. It helps the customer have confidence that these partners have done similar type deployments successfully, hundreds or thousands of times, versus the first time the customer is beginning to try it. So it mitigates risk, accelerates deliverable outcomes, and improves overall quality.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear that they want partners that can work well together, right? And collaborate to be able to solve challenges. I have been noticing something recently, and I would love to get your thoughts on this. There's a new title I've seen, the Chief Partner Officer. Are we going to see a rise of the Chief Partner Officer within our customers, do you think?
I hope so. I actually love the title because I think it is really reflective of, as I said, like the term partner, none of us can do it alone. Like none of us can do all this by ourselves because it requires all the deep capabilities and strengths of these different partners to come together for the optimal outcome. And I think it's a recognition also that the work that we do together, and I'll just give you a for instance, right? With Dell, I think we have one of the industry's richest, deepest, most robust partner ecosystems in the industry. One, because of the size of the company. Two, but because of our history, and we're very, very committed to an open and interoperable infrastructure landscape. And by that, I mean, whatever cloud provider meets the needs of your particular workload and use case, Microsoft Azure, or do you want to run something on-premise with Red Hat? Do you want to run something with VMware? Do you SAP, Oracle, Microsoft, Google? Then you get into the go-to-market partnerships, the industry's largest market-leading integrators, whether it's Accenture, Deloitte, you get with HCL, Atos, or the world's largest solution providers and system integrators like a WWT, Worldwide Technologies. These partnerships have helped deliver over half of Dell's revenue today. So the R&D and engineering relationships we can foster to co-build, co-develop integrated solutions, reference architectures to bring to market are valuable to customers as well as partners that we're collaborating and working jointly to ensure high degrees of interoperability, high degrees of validated designs, high quality for optimal performance, so that partners and customers can deploy with confidence. So I think this notion of a chief partner officer that is focused on that role that it plays in the company, and as I said, quickly traverses between a technology partner, a go-to-market partner, an alliance partner. You're going to have some of these consultancy firms that actually don't resell technology, but they're highly influential in recommending world-class partners that have done this at scale and with success. Uh-huh. And frankly, we need those relationships and partnerships, all of us. So I think the lines are blurring on some of the older dated definitions of what partners used to do. Many of these businesses, frankly, are adapting to the requirements of their customers for multiple business models, multiple consumption models. How do I meet my customer where they are, whether they want to subscribe, whether they want a whole managed service, whether they want to buy and have help and assistance with deployment? And that spectrum of opportunity is best served by multiple partners coming together. So I actually love the term. I think it's really expressive and reflective, I think, of the reality on how we all need to work together. And so I think that's a long-winded reply to your quick question that I do think, I think we'll see more of this, actually.
I do. And you said something interesting of the lines blurring, and that's clear because even at Dell, we just appointed our own chief partner officer with Denise Millard, who's going to lead the global partner strategy and programs and global alliances and industries. I mean, it's very clear that it's the lines are blurring. So thank you so much, Cheryl.
Absolutely. And I'm thrilled for my friend Denise. She's such a strong, capable leader. She's going to be fabulous
Absolutely.
In its role. And I think, you know, we continue to just find ways to strengthen and deepen relationships and partnerships across the ecosystem. And ultimately, you know, we're all here to serve our customers and our mutual customers. And I think they benefit from the strong collaboration and engineering relationships that we foster.
That's right. And you said something else too, because no single organization can do it alone.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Well, thank you, Courtney, for having me. I've loved the discussion.
Me too. So just before we wrap up today, I encourage you, our listeners, to continue the conversation by attending the Dell Technologies Forum Roadshow at a city near you. And if you missed it, don't worry. There is a wealth of valuable resources on the Dell Technologies Forum site where you can listen back on demand. Cheryl, again, many thanks for your time and for sharing your valuable insight. It has truly been a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thanks so much.
And thank you to our listeners. We hope you join us next time. This series has been brought to you in association with Intel and Microsoft.